This is Ahmed Al-Tawla, HMD Special Half in TWL, the State of Doctor Maher Al Dead of Service, January 22nd, 2013. Patient name Gary Lockhart, Garry space Lockhart. Date of birth 07-291940. Primary care physician Dr. Lowe. Please come to information from page 1 of November 20, 2012. Per next paragraph. Cardiac in this paragraph is a physical follow up. Next paragraph details we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Lockhart and cardiac today. As well as a very pleasant 72 year old Caucasian gentleman. With past progress significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, chronic renal insufficiency, carotid artery disease. He's also known case of coronary artery disease status post CABG by 3 in 1999 and another redo CABG in 2006. He was shown to have SVG to RCA and SVG to LAD to be occluded. The redo included LIMA to LAD, SVG to RI, and SVG to RCA, period. He's also known case of ischemic cardiomyopathy, NYHF, rank of class 1 to 2, with ejection fraction of 25 to 30%, period. He's also known case of peripheral artery disease status post revascularization of bilateral iliacs with a stent in the left common iliac and stent in the right common iliac in 2009, period. He's in our cardiac today for a follow-up visit. In this program, he said that he's doing totally well. However, he has been complaining of general fatigue and tiredness over the last 4 to 5 months. He stated that he can no longer do the same activities that he used to do before that because he will feel tired overall with occasional chest pressure and tightness and shorts of breath upon minimal to moderate activity, period. He also reported having pain in his legs upon walking and cycling. He said that this pain is felt in the thighs and in the buttocks and is on both sides, period. He denies any orthopneuropathy, European DL or extremity edema. He denies any palpitation, dizziness, pre-syncopal syncope attacks. He denies any weakness or numbness in his extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, diabetes mellitus. Next number, coronary disease status post CABG in 1999 and a redo CABG in 2006. Period. Next number, carotid artery disease with a stenosis of 50 to 69% of the RICA. Period. Next number, peripheral artery disease status post PTI of the bilateral iliacs with a stent in the left common iliac and the right common iliac in 2009. Next number, chronic renal insufficiency stage 3. Penis paragraph, past surgical history, history of prostatectomy. Period. Next paragraph. Please copy the medication list from page. Please copy social history, family history, and allergies from page 2 of November 20, 2012. Period. Next paragraph. Cut medication. Please copy the medication list from page 2 of November 20, 2012. And for COVID low number 3, please add it was discontinued in today's visit. And add for number 12, atenolol 50 milligram twice a day was added in today's visit. Number 12, ezetrol, EZETROL 10 milligram POQHS. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure in Davis, it was 134/71. Pulse 67 beats per minute, weight 170 pounds, has 5 feet, 5 inches. Please cover the long-term physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test. Please cover the following heading from page 3 of November 20, 2012, EKG. On April 10, 2012, renovascular ultrasound study. Echocardiography. RTL Doppler ultrasound, carotid Doppler ultrasound, and Lexi scan stress test. Here in this paragraph, please copy the following from page 4 of November 20, 2012. Cardiac catheterization and peripheral angiogram. I'll please backspace, do not copy the peripheral angiogram. For this paragraph, smell plan number 1, coronary disease, the patient is no case of coronary disease, status post MI in 1995, he underwent CABG by 3 in 1999. In 2006, he underwent left heart catheterization that showed occluded SVG to RCA and SVG to LAD. He underwent a redo CABG in 2006 with LIMA to LAD, SVG to RI, and SVG to RCA. Period. On today's visit, the patient has been complaining of anginal equivalent symptoms associated with chest pressures and shortness of breath. On today's visit, we recommend the patient to get a myocardial perfusion stress test. in order to assess the perfusion in the RCA, LAD, and LCX territory for any reversible ischemia. So the patient has worsening symptoms of his coronary disease and he's on maximal anti-angional therapy. Period, we also recommend to perform a 2D echocardiography in order to assess his LVEF for any regional wall motion abnormalities or valve heart disease. In the meanwhile, he's to continue the same meds, except for carved load that was replaced with atenolol. Period. We'll follow up with the patient next visit. Period. Next paragraph. Peripheral arterial disease. The patient is known case of peripheral arterial disease status post revascularization and PTI of the bilateral iliac arteries and stenting of the common iliac arteries bilaterally in July of 2009. On this visit, the patient has been complaining of bilateral lower extremity intermittent claudication suggestive of aortic iliac disease. On the day of the recommend to perform a segmental ABI. Follow up with the results next visit. In the meanwhile, we recommend the patient to walk as much as tolerated and continue the same medication. We'll continue to monitor pain in this program. Congestive heart failure. The patient is known case of congestive heart failure. NYHA functional classification 1 to 2 with ejection fraction of 50 to 55%, that improved after being 35 to 40%. Period. On this visit, he has been complaining of angina equivalent symptoms. We recommend to perform a 2D echocardiography to better assess his LVEF. In the meanwhile, he's to continue the same medication regimen of ACE inhibitor and beta blocker and nitrate. We'll continue to monitor PNS prograph. Carotid artery disease. The patient, most recent ultrasound duplex study done in 2011, showed RICA stenosis of 40 to 59%. In this visit, we recommended to follow up with another carotid ultrasound duplex study in order to follow up on the progression of his disease. Follow up with the next visit, PNS paragraph. Shortness of breath upon exertion. We recommended to we recommended to perform a DLC open test in order to exclude any pulmonic reason of his symptom. Period. Next paragraph. Hypertension well controlled over at 134/71. He's to continue the medication regimen to additional close of that. We'll continue to monitor this program for hyperlipidemia. He's to follow up with his pharmacokinetic physician for lipoprofile testing and frequent LFTs for target LDL less than 70 mg per DL. Penis program diabetes mellitus. He's to follow up with his pharmacokinetic physician for tight glycemic control to keep the HbA1c below 7%. Penis program chronic renal insufficiency. On today's visit, we're recommended to perform lab tests in order to reassess his kidney function and electrolytes. He is at stage 3. He's to follow up with his primary care physician and nephrologist for this regard. In the meanwhile, any procedure should be done in the future should be in view of his kidney function. In this program, IV dye. The patient is no case of iodine intravenous dye. If any interventional procedure should be done in the future, he should be pre-medicated with prednisone, Benadryl, and Zantac. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you much for the last part of the care of Mr. Lockhart of Noble has provided for him to call with any questions as I tell. Stay back in the clinic in 1 month or so. I'm just having the minimalist to follow up with this program. This is from Morgan Lippin. This program. Thank you much for the last part of the HMD, special LF and DWL. Medical Student DTF for Doctor. My health, all the certificates is an education. Thank you.